What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. So Friday, baby.
Yes, it is.
And it is an OTA day as well. Mm-hmm. All the fun that you could possibly have. Let's do that for the next four. And I didn't want to say that while I was directly in Seth's earshot. I probably still am, but maybe he just got really quickly to his Friday. I do agree with the texter who said, to be fair, he is known as Evil Dave Chappelle in those memes. And yes, he is. But I mean,
they look like they could be related.
Like, they could be kin.
They do. Yeah,
like,
they
second
really
cousins.
Yeah. They could sit at the same Thanksgiving table. Mm-hmm.
Like, they might even be cousins to the point where they don't know they cousins until the family reunion. You know what I mean? Like, where they get up there and like, wait, you know Auntie Cheryl? Wait, you know Auntie Cheryl?
She's my aunt.
If one of them came out and said, yeah, that's my family, I would believe it.
I would, too.
I'd be like, okay, I do kind of see some similarities.
But it sounds better coming from y'all.
good. Keep it that way.
That's right.
He a legend in these streets, though, man.
100%.
Did y'all know he was in the band, too? He was in like a metal band.
Was he?
Yeah, because they showed a video of him performing.
He is one of those dudes that is like wildly
talented.
He was
like the singer. He was like the lead singer or something in the metal band.
You just hate these people that can do everything. Like, they can do everything right.
Oh, yeah. Like, I got a homeboy who is one of those dudes that's good at everything. Yeah. Like, even things that he has not done before.
Yeah.
You just, hey, we're going to play this game real quick. And all of a sudden, he's good at it. And you're just like, why?
Yes.
That's
why
so
are you
irritating,
like this?
Man.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Man.
What is this game? How do you play? And then he just kicking ass in this game.
Yeah. I have a friend that knows seven languages and can play the piano and is athletic.
You just mad at him for being a good person?
And I'm like,
and he can fish.
Well, anytime he does something for you, it's like, oh yeah, I can do that for you. I got you. Like, don't even worry about getting a contractor. I actually picked up carpentry. I got you. You're just like, why are you good at this?
I know. He's playing
the
piano.
Saving me money, but bleep you. Anyways, let's get going on a Friday, because in addition to all that other nonsense, OTAs go public again today, baby.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Texans have been practicing since Wednesday, but we didn't get a chance to get any level of insight from it yesterday because no media was allowed, so they got to do this very quietly. But we're back public, so what do you want to see? As we're already seeing some things start to trickle out. But 713-572-4610, and then also, that's the number to text, mind you. But also, we are always appreciative to the Mokarem Injury Law Firm for the live streams. Thank you, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch page, 610 Houston. And I think, for one, the very obvious thing that we all want to see, because I think everybody tried to tamp down any level of concerns and major concerns about it, but we still all, it's one of those things where you're like, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. However, I will be watching this space. And in that space, there's one man who wears the number 7 who throws the football ostensibly for the Texans, because we haven't seen him do it. It is CJ Stroud, and we haven't seen him do it, obviously, in this week. And so, yes, want to see CJ throwing. And already a little bit of
let's Zapruder this thing, baby.
Zapruder film opportunities
to
do
5-second clips that are coming out. They're on the field. They're just getting started. Two pieces of film have come out.
All right. Can I press pause?
Yeah.
I feel weird calling it film.
Yeah, it felt weird saying it.
Okay. I wanted to make sure we were on the same page there.
The two video clips have come out.
Excellent. Continue, please.
One is CJ Stroud. I'm showing it to you right now. Walking in onto the field with a beanie and no helmet while other players are around him.
Wearing helmets.
Wearing their jersey and they're carrying their helmet.
What's a little nasty outside? I mean, if you are not in the Houston area, but just letting you know, I'm looking outside, and this ain't just gray. That thing looked like
nasty.
What would you call that? A French gray?
It was.
That is very deep.
I would call it yucky.
Okay, fair.
But however, there's another one that comes out. He has his helmet on, and he's with the other quarterbacks.
Ooh.
So we shall see.
Yeah, but
this is where we are, man.
Yeah, no, but seeing him throw is something where, again, I don't even know, even if he does not throw this week, if that is like a crazy major deal. We still got some months to go before we get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's many different places that you can get to, as we've discussed, where you could convince me that, okay, we're just managing his arm, you know, making sure that he feels good, what have you, mm-hmm. right? There's many places you can get to that are reasonable that still will not let me rest on the internal of my spirit until I see, like, the comfort of him throwing the football again. But there's a lot of time to get there. However, I mean, it would just make me feel good. And I understand that they're not there at OTAs to make me feel good, but, I mean, I would appreciate it.
Well, they're not, and they don't have to do anything, and it's OTAs, for goodness sakes. We haven't even turned to June yet. But, you know, as we laid out yesterday, you know, you want to make sure, hey, he's had a lot of time off. They want to, you know, regulate his throws. That makes a lot of sense. Everything makes sense except – you know, you just want to see it. You want to see it happen because he did reportedly have some shoulder issues at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. We went through it and all that. So, yeah, I'm with you. I just want to see it. I just ease all our minds collectively.
Is there anything for you outside of, like, potential injury in the mm-hmm. him not throwing debacle, which seems too big, but you get what I mean? Like, within that kind of storyline, is there anything in it for you besides just want to make sure he's healthy?
Receivers. I mean, this is the first time, we have to imagine that he's had time with his receivers, the new receivers, Christian Kirk, obviously the rookies, et cetera. But this is where you get that big tease. You know, Jaden Higgins, you know, he's made a little bit of racket on social media as well. I just said racket, by the way. And things like that. You want to see C.J. Stroud making that connection. That to me, is the main reason.
And, I mean, again, still a lot of time for that. As well as a level of neutralizing factor. Yeah. Any other things that we're hoping to see out of OTAs as they go public again? Because I feel like the place where we actually did jump out the gym, and I think that there were some reasons too, mm-hmm. was seeing where, like, the kind of initial rotations or different places that the offensive line, the various and myriad of mm-hmm. offensive line pieces were placed by this offensive unit, the new guys at the top of this, where we saw, you know, the places that they would and would not put some of these guys on day one. And that's a small sample. So mm-hmm. let's add another day of sample to it. Where are we seeing these guys line up? Where are they willing to line up? Because, I mean, especially if they are willing to do all of these permutations, mm-hmm. right, then maybe in the second day we get even newer permutations, or maybe we find some places where they're willing to do similar things and we can kind of lock in some of our early assumptions on, you know, is Juice Scruggs really going to just play guard or, like, be mostly viewed at that place in this point? You know, where is Tyus Howard kind of really a right guard in their minds right now? Because obviously we can't do much on, you know, what is actually happening when it comes to the physicality, the blocking and stuff like mm-hmm. that stuff that we'll have to wait until the pads get on. But where they're looking at putting guys, I think it could be some level of insightful.
No, that is the story, is the offensive line rotations. We can talk about C.J. Stroud and sort of, you know, kind of hope that we get to see him throw some for a number of reasons that we've talked about. But the story is the offensive line rotations. And it, you know, we talked, I guess, Wednesday when they were on the field in the public eye, you know, about what those rotations were. Here's what you have to realize. Across the league, the rotations are already starting to get established. You know, I was looking at some offensive line rotations for various reasons in the division, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Indianapolis. They kind of, for the most part, have their guys where they ultimately, you figure, are going to be. Well, that's, how are the Texans not going to be doing that? You know, this is the time when you start getting a good feel for who those guys are going
to
be.
Well, especially because notoriously, when it comes to, you know, off-season work or headed into a season work, we've seen year over year, decade over decade, that time dwindle, right, for you to be able to get this right. And so even for a team that is in a more normal search situation where there's more continuity year over year for the offensive mm-hmm. line, that time in the offseason still feels pretty short to get yourself up to the speed that you would want for week one.
Yeah.
You're adding on top of that new guys and this interesting way of going about the development, which is we're going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall yeah. in various different combinations without having guys in certain places off the jump. So all of this time is vital for you, even if it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to do certain things in it. All of this time is important in finding your way towards that end spot. And so I'm very intrigued to watch it as closely as possible.
Yeah.
Like where they are in this progress and whatever we can siphon from the ways that Cole Popovich is actually hands-on in this or the ways that he's going about coaching this from what we'll be able to see. I thought Clint Sterner on the drive mm-hmm. gave us some really interesting kind of, I guess, tidbits or thoughts from what he could see being live at the bubble on Wednesday,
yeah.
seeing kind of the interaction and how it went and, you know, the ways in which maybe he interacted with those players, because we had Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 kind of highlight. And actually, it's worth playing. This is a cut four here, Fig. This was Aaron Wilson talking about the dysfunction of the offensive line last year, which is obviously something that they're really trying to right and ready.
Behind the scenes, you know, there were players that had issues with Bobby and they didn't think he was listening to feedback and not running plays they wanted him to run. And then we had a discord in the offensive line room between Chris Strausser and Cole Popovich. And Strausser has seemed checked out for years to me and others. And so my sources have told me that Strausser controlled the playing time, but it was Popovich who was giving the players the guidance that they'd hoped for and the coaching and the feedback and, you know, being really personally invested in these players and their developments. But, you know, with everything, you know, things change and now they're trying to overhaul this group, this offense, and yeah, the whole season will, to me, will be a referendum on the offense if it's good enough.
And oh, by the way, they have a new offense in general. He talked about the offense. That's another reason you want to see how they line up these guys. And you mentioned it, like it's common knowledge that the amount of time that coaches get with players on the field in the NFL now has shrunk so much.
Right.
This is one of the very rare times. And then, of course, mandatory minicamp next week. You know, you're going to start to see they want to have their at least the bones, you know, the foundation of their what they presume is going to be the starting offensive line. That's the story today. And moving forward.
All right, so those are the big obvious ones. What other ones are you looking at when it comes to this OTA's day two? As mind you, I think one of the big things you'll actually be able to hear right here on Sports Radio 610 mm-hmm. right around 11 o'clock, because Nick Caley, once they're done with practice, he is going to speak to the Assemble media. And, I mean, the question that I am hoping gets answered.
Say it.
Look, I believe so strongly in the Assemble media here in Houston. I think that we have a good group of guys and girls that are handling this. Girls feels like it's not fair. men and women doing that job, that somebody will ask to some degree, maybe not with the exact words, what the hell is this offense?
What is it?
And I think that anything that I can get towards that end will be very helpful, because we haven't gotten a lot of it. We've kind of gotten speculation and we've mm-hmm. done a lot of speculating ourselves. Whatever we can get from the horse's mouth, I would greatly appreciate, and I think that'll be helpful.
That is another one that we'll be, and again, you'll be hearing it live around 11 a.m. right here. That's another one. You know, one thing that I came across, and frankly, this is on me, you know, Kamari Lassiter broke up three passes in drills the other
day. Yes, he did.
I want to see, I mean, is he laying the groundwork? Is he laying the groundwork for yet another big, big step? I'd like to see how he matches up today with some of these guys. We will be seeing that and hearing about it.
Yeah, I that one, funny enough, like, of course, you want to see it because that is ultimately just a good sign for Kamari. I don't have any concerns about Kamari Lassiter.
No, I have concerns, but what if you get...
Like another step?
Two dudes yeah. out there that are...
Like, could he be that person yeah. where you're like, damn, he could be a number one yes. somewhere else?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've already felt pretty confident in that regard, and maybe that was just me drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call that. I already felt really good in that regard. And then also, I don't know how much you make of this, it is worth mentioning that for the most part, not all of them, because obviously there's rookies in here mm-hmm. and what have you that have turned up to the voluntary OTAs that we're looking at here, but there's a level of familiarity with some of these guys. Mm-hmm. And there's familiarity with the guys you're going up against, even understanding that one-on-ones can be something that's tilted a little bit towards the offense and the right. wide receivers. I think the familiarity of being able to cover these guys and covering these guys a lot during the season could help in that. Not that I'm saying Kamari's bad. Again, I'm already in a place where I feel very good mm-hmm. about him. I think that those joint practices will be another thing that'll be fun to see him have to cover some other guys around the league. Again, when you talk about what kind of development have we seen from Kamari.
Yeah, and that's why I don't put a lot of stock in the running back situation, Damian Pierce, Woody Marks, et cetera.
That's actually the one that I want to see. Like, well, Damian Pierce is the guy.
This is the time of year it's kind of hard, not even wrapping up hardly. You know, barely putting your hands on a guy. I mean, maybe you want to see the burst. Maybe you want to see, that kind of thing.
You got to it.
But to me, of the rookies, it's Higgins and Knoll, because they're going to be going up against some big-time cornerbacks, presumably, occasionally. And so I want to see what those guys.
Hell, because of Wednesday, I want to see Mechie and Hutch, but maybe heavy on the Mechie, right?
Yeah,
I understand that these OTAs and we could take of this what we will.
Mm-hmm.
Mechie not having a great day on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
like today could be helpful in trying to get to an idea of was that just a bad day or is this a place where he is falling behind and very quickly finding himself on the backside of what feels like a pretty bloated wide receiver room, right?
Yeah.
'Cause that's very early on. I know there's a lot of people that are already trying to help him find movers, John Lopez. And, that's a competition that I think is going to be very important, particularly for him, I think to some degree for Hutchinson. But I think, obviously, the other side of that is seeing the rookies who are very likely going to have some level of a hand in displacing those guys if they are indeed displaced.
I do have a question for you here, apropos of nothing.
Okay.
Based on something that I came across right before the show. And I want to know, as we move forward, I want to know if the listeners and Figgy and you.
Oh, this is the spelling bee.
We had a lot of sports on last night.
I missed it. I typically like watching the spelling bee.
Little Eastern Conference Final, Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. This was the winning word. And
don't Google it, by the way.
Don't Google it. I want to see if you can spell it. Text in 713-572-4610. This was the winning word.
If you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the champion of the historic 100th year of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Your word is éclaircissement.
All right. Éclaircissement. And I know how to spell it because I put this video up.
Because you cheat. Because you a smart ass.
What I'm going to say is.
Don't cheat.
There is no way in hell I would have been able to spell it. Like, not even maybe five letters in at the most.
So you know how to spell it right now without looking. Right now.
Oh, you know what? I'm not looking at it.
Good.
Maybe I don't.
See how it's spelled.
Yeah, I saw how it was spelled.
I'm going to take all show long to ponder on this because
éclaircissement.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Figgy?
I'm not going to spell it right now, but I have some ideas. I'm going to take the show. If you guys want to take a guess, do not Google it. Do not go find the actual answer. And at least if you do, don't send
How the hell do you even Google this?
That's great. That's actually a good point.
Spell this next word.
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
Éclaircissement.
But I want to ponder on this. I want to see if we can all come together and figure out.
Éclaircissement.
It clearly comes from the French, right? Like, that is clearly a French in origin word.
I wouldn't
even got that.
I probably would have gotten that, but I still, no way in hell I would have been able to.
I'm like, why are you giving me three words?
That's a phrase. Yeah. I know what phrases are.
Éclaircissement.
All right, so keep that one in the back pocket. We'll go through that. Through a Friday show here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited to see, keep our eyes on what's happening there at OTAs for the Texans. In fact, we'll hear from Nick Haley, as I mentioned, at 11 o'clock here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, we're officially at one-third of the way through the MLB season. The score gave us its 10 biggest surprises at this point in season. What have been the biggest surprises for you, especially as it pertains to the Astros? Let's talk about that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. You are indeed listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atatulu, who's myself, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. It might be a little gloomy outside, but we're having a lot of fun as many people are already paling or, you know, falling to the challenge that was the championship word at the Scripps Spelling Bee yesterday. Eclair C. Small. Thank you. From the 832, they said, I could use it in a sentence. I was at the donut shop, and I told the lady, hey, that eclair seems small.
It's a small eclair.
So, yeah, that's going to – don't look it up, or if you
eclair
do, at least
– Eclair C. Small.
Don't tell us, because I'm planning on pondering on this during the whole show, and I'll give you – I think I can hit this at the end of the show. However, the difficulty here – is I don't know if it's harder or easier than I anticipated, because who walked in was our program director.
Fifth grade
Parker.
Spelling Bee champ.
Yes, that is also a part of his resume. And he nailed it, apparently. I was not listening because, again, I take this thing serious.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he nailed it. So, people out here already weighing in that it was very much not what they had anticipated.
Yeah.
Had they when they Googled it. So we'll see what that looks like.
Let's go, Reggie, spell that bad boy from the
show. I mean, I've written it down, so I have given it an attempt here in my book, not my notebook. We'll
I think
talk
he got
about
this.
That as we go.
Somebody said, use it in a sentence, J-Lo. I don't know if I can. I don't even know what it means.
There you go.
Eclair C. Small.
Excellent. All right. So I guess I'm in the football mood because I'm calling an audible. We will circle back around to talking about the Astros, but there's more stuff happening at OTAs at practice for the Texans, and some things that I feel that we're already getting out of it that feel really interesting. All right. So we're going to play a little choose your own adventure here, John Lopez. You good with that?
I am.
All right. So there. Yes, it's a French ass name, Yvonne. But yeah, do you want to go O-line or do you want to go quarterback?
Well,
we said a quarterback, right? We got to worry about quarterback, right?
The old newsman in me says,
if it bleeds, it leads.
We got our franchise quarterback. What do we need to worry about that for?
What's the headline?
He ain't hurt.
What's the headline? What do they want to talk about at the old water cooler, which nobody ever really does, I don't think, but maybe a little bit.
Do we still got water coolers, like, for real?
That's
for real?
The thing. Yeah, there's not a whole
hanging
lot
out at the water cooler.
Yeah. So
how do people waste time at work nowadays?
Yeah. They're on their phones.
Yeah, home.
Yeah, just in a stall on
yeah,
your phone.
Yeah, they're on their phones. You got to lead with the quarterback.
All right, so
you got to lead with that. That's the headline.
We're getting video and dispatches from OTAs there in the bubble at NRG Park. And it seems like C.J. Stroud, after walking out sans helmet, he does have a helmet, however, or actually he does, he's not wearing a helmet, but he is holding his helmet as he did on Wednesday. And it does not appear that he will throw much, if at all, today. I think that's the way that Jonathan M. Alexander of the Chronicle has described it. And so we're trying to see if he throws. Somebody says CJ didn't throw yesterday. I'm freaking out. We actually don't know.
We don't know.
And I'll be interested to see if somebody asks Nick Kaley, who I know is going to be available to for the media. In fact, you'll hear that at 11 here on Sports Radio 610. I'm very interested because we know he didn't throw on Wednesday. We don't know whether he threw or not yesterday, which was Thursday. Maybe we get some insight. But at this point, that little nugget, that little mustard seed of what's happening there.
Yeah.
It's growing a little bit now, ain't it?
You're not sounding any alarms. Or are you, Figgy? Are you sounding alarms? I don't know.
Nah, I'm not.
You're not sounding...
I'm not. I'm confident he will be on the field week one.
Okay.
Oh, I'm at that point.
I am too. DJ Bieniemy. CJ Stroud is all caps not throwing today at OTAs. So...
Okay, but the response that was given to us by head coach D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about this after OTAs, after practice on Wednesday, was people just have
different timelines,
different regimens was kind of the way that he, like, different schedules and regimens, which felt like, okay, is this like a day off versus a day on? Like, is that kind of thing? And it does not feel like it's that. What then is, how do you feel about his response there now that we have the additional data point of CJ Stroud not throwing on Friday as well?
I feel a little bit more like I did on Wednesday, and that's not like I'm with Figgy. You know, I'm not sounding any alarms. I think he will be, hell, first preseason game. You know, he'll be out there. I think at minimum, when you say everybody's on their own timeline, these are all guys that they're monitoring something or another. Not just it can't be just his arm is tired. This is the first 2 days, 3 days of since the offseason. So his arm can't be tired, but they're monitoring something.
Yes.
I mean, how could his arm possibly be? Did he play baseball in the offseason?
Well, we have no idea what he did in the offseason. He kept it real quiet. Well, shout out to the man. Mm-hmm. But I guess in a way, maybe this is where we did enjoy and appreciate him being pretty visible in the offseason. Mm-hmm. That we kind of could make some assumptions based off of the places that we did indeed see. I don't know what to do with this, to be completely honest.
Right, that's a better way to put it.
I think more than anything, I just keep looking up and I go, ooh, okay, what could be there, right? What could be, you know, and obviously, I think it'd be kind of absurd to think the guys that played this sport in particular come into every season feeling legitimately 100%. Mm-hmm. And then we know that during the season, the only time that you could even possibly be 100% is this at the start of it. Like, we understand all of that. I think for me, that's the part that gets a little interesting because you are still wondering if the offensive line is going to get to the place that you need it to be sufficient, talk less of maybe even good to great.
Yeah.
And CJ Stroud is going, like, knock on wood, but CJ Stroud has had to evade in the past, and I don't think it'd be unfair to assume that he might have to evade again. Like, if there is some underlying thing, is it something that can be exacerbated at some point during the season?
And maybe that's what they're doing. You know, that's why they're monitoring. But they're monitoring something. And then there's the narrative, the knuckleheads like us talking about it.
Knuckleheads is probably right, to be fair.
The fans, I won't call them knuckleheads, but the fans who are like, oh, no, you know, or whatever. If I'll go back to this, and I said this on Monday, and I feel a little stronger this way. If you know those narratives and discussions are out there and you were okay, you know, and I'm not saying he's injured, but, you know, you were good to go. Wouldn't you go just to shut everybody up?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, he might want to.
Yeah.
Like this might be, because that's also another part of this, mm-hmm. is how the way that he is standing as I become real reckless, pseudo mm-hmm. body language reader.
No.
The way that he is standing, close to the action, helmet in his hands, almost as if at the first syllable of mm-hmm. a sign to go and throw, he would be in there.
Yeah.
I think he wants to be in that circumstance. Like, knowing who CJ is, seeming the enjoyment that he seems to gain from doing this, the love that he seems to have for the game, I don't think that this is a him holding himself out. Like, this seems like
yes. This
is an abundance of caution, which we know this organization seems to take. I think all of that makes me feel like it's probably not as big of a thing. However, that little, like I said, that little mustard seed of a question of a doubt. And yes, Joseph, I guess in theory that is a reference to like the biblical faith the size of mustard seed, but ultimately that is pointing to just the smallest little molecule in there. And that's it really is just a small
molecule
of a what's happening there. It's a small little
It's an eclaircy small.
That's not what that means. I don't actually know what it means, but I don't think it's that.
I'm going to use it however I feel.
Okay, actually, I think that's fair. That sounds good. I'm just going to sprinkle in some eclaircissement all throughout the program. All right, so we mentioned that, and we spent a lot of time talking about that. Another thing that it seemed like is already being mentioned and noticed out there at practice, shout out to Cody Stutes for this one, who I've seen it from at first. It seems like Ariante Ursary got the first crack at left tackle before Cam Robinson, who I think we have largely looked at as the first look left tackle. That's exactly how I think we felt seeing him go be mm-hmm. out there first on Wednesday. But on top of that, Jalen Thomas, who had played right guard on Wednesday, also has been at left guard. So that's another one of the depth when it comes to the 17 offensive linemen
mm-hmm.
that this team has. But also, interestingly enough, Juice Scruggs, who took no center snaps on Wednesday, snapped at center after Jake Andrews. So I guess Jake Andrews still was the first guy out there at center. Maybe, mm-hmm. like, do we read into that? And then also, Juice is still in the running here. So that's at least, what, four guys that you have rotating in at center. When you go Andrews, Patterson, Scruggs, and then remember Eli Cox, who is the UDFA that's in there as well, right? There's a lot of real, like, they're dedicated, they're true to this. We're gonna shuffle this around, and I'm very intrigued to how much that actually works, because talk about a little bit of doubt. I don't know exactly how that ultimately ends up.
It's not spitballing, but it's just a little bit of everything at now every position. But I feel as if Ursary at left tackle is more like, hey, let's give him some reps there. I think Cam Robinson is still pretty much pretty much the left tackle in their view, but give him some reps at both sides. The Scruggs thing is very interesting. I think Jake Andrews, if I had to guess right now, is still probably penciled in. But they like Scruggs. They've said it, remember?
They do.
At center. So that I think they're giving some reps there.
And I'm still interested because it feels like the size that he has, or at least had. Mm-hmm. I still have not had an obviously opportunity myself to get a look at him. Feels like it profiles more to center.
Yeah.
And that's, like you mentioned, they've had a lot of love and respect for him. Very intrigued to see how that all comes together. And from the 281 here on the text line, remember, you can always get involved with the program by texting in 713-572-4610. But from the 281, do y'all think the way that the Astros handle injuries cloud our view on the way that the Texans handle injuries?
We might be a little scarred.
I think so, but also the Texans have their own stuff in their own right. Like if I just were to throw up one thing, Christian Harris, right? Mm-hmm. Like last year, the way that Christian Harris was handled gave us enough scars in and of itself, right? To then have some level of questions as to what is happening behind the scenes. Even if they're handling it possibly the right way, we just don't have the information on the outside to be able to evaluate that. And maybe that's ultimately the point.
As the 281 says, what in the air, Clay C. Small, is going on with CJ?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But it feels like we're starting to stumble on the idea that he might be dealing with some level of hurt. I don't know if injured, because, you know, football players like making the distinction between hurt and injured. Might have some little bit of hurt. What does that ultimately mean? I think we can only really take in the data points as we get them and make reasonable assumptions from that. I think right now the reasonable assumption is there's probably a little something there, but I don't know how big of a deal to make.
Would it make y'all feel better if they did come out and say, yeah, it has some soreness throughout the offseason, da, 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 but I'd be good.
Actually, yes.
You want the real answer, or you want the answer that I probably should give?
No, it would for me.
Yeah. The probably should it give answer is along with you, where, yeah, it makes you feel better. Yeah. The real answer is no. I feel like I'd become a little bit of the neuroses would set in a different place where I'd be like, oh no.
Yeah, I feel like we're freaking out because they're not saying anything.
Yes.
But if they did come out and say that, and they say, yeah, it's just a little minor, but he'd be good week one, mm-hmm, for sure. Ain't nothing to worry about. Then I'd probably feel better.
Yeah, we'll see what it looks like. But again, just another small data point in this. Did not throw Wednesday. Don't know. Like, there's just, we have to remember, it's a don't know, not necessarily a did not throw yesterday, but is not throwing on this Friday OTA. CJ Stroud, the quarterback of this Texans team. All right, coming up next, let's go to our question of the day. There's been, you know, they've been putting out, you know, the all quarter century team for the Astros. I know that Chandler Rome of The Athletic wrote that up, and we'll talk about that. But the question of the day has to do with this. Who is on your all-time favorite Astros roster? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about this next. All right, let's get into our question of the day here. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. As it seems like our path towards trying to see if I can spell the championship spelling bee word is already driving some folks insane.
From A. Claire C. Small.
Sorry, one more time for me.
A. Claire C. Small.
That's right.
I can now use it in a sentence, by the way.
Really?
I can.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
What do it mean?
Huh?
Can we share that?
I'm going to use it in a sentence according to Google. I need a further A. Claire C. Small on this point.
Huh.
I can see.
That feel like them sentences that don't actually give you anything.
You can see us using it like
yes,
that.
Yes,
100%. We will now.
I can see Reggie using that.
Buddy, give me 2 weeks. I'm going to drop that one organically.
I can see myself being in the mixtape, okay, explaining something, and he could drop that word in there. I need a little more
Eclair C. Small on this. Yeah.
The new evidence offered in Eclair C. Small regarding the case.
Okay, I lost it. I thought I had it.
Yeah.
In the 281, they said, I'm trying to do a voice Google on Eclair C. Small, WTF. Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Our question of the day is inspired by The Athletic putting together their all-quarter century team, the best in Houston since 2000. We're going to talk about that. But the question of the day, who would be on your all-time favorite Astros team?
Now the key word is favorite.
And why?
Doesn't have to
not
be
the
great.
Best.
Doesn't have to be the best. Because I tell you, two of mine were not the best. They were just ones that made me smile. They made me laugh for various reasons. So I kind of want to hear who were the fan favorites. But in this instance, fan favorites better be damn good. And Chandler Rome is the man with the task of finding who were the best ones to wear those Astros uniforms in the last 25 years. And I mean, some of these seem incredibly obvious.
Yeah.
Right? Like first base,
Jeff Bagwell.
He went Lance Berkman at first.
What? What?
For first base?
Yes.
Well, just throw that wad that list up and throw it. Are you freaking kidding me?
So the way that he did this is
is the way he did it.
Why? Okay, so here's the tough thing, right? Because you got to remember, the Astros have existed in two leagues in this quarter century.
It's Astros. It doesn't matter.
So the point that I ultimately want to make is,
Bagwell was a mere shell of himself by 2004, 2005. He was awesome in 2000 to 2004.
I hear you.
Yeah.
The way in trying to do my early defense of
his opinion, man. It's his opinion.
It's like his opinion, man.
Just like my opinion, man. Jeff Bagwell does make the list. He's not left off here. He just gets to be the designated hitter.
Okay, see.
You mad?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just kind of, so we can kind of switch around like that. Like just put him at DH.
I mean, well, the thing is, at first base for 4 years, he was still, you know, Jeff Bagwell, Hall of Fame, by the way, Hall of Famer. Come on. I like that guy, but that's just wrong.
That's his opinion, man.
Go through the rest.
I mean, ultimately, I do want to, Chandler Rome describes it or justifies it saying that he's been the second most productive Astros position player of the quarter century.
Cool.
So he gets mm-hmm. the nod at first, and then, of course, you get to just throw in the bat of Bagwell at DH.
Second base. Altuve.
He goes Biggio at second.
God almighty. Good Lord almighty.
I know. That was the one. I was like, that's
it. So he's already, you know, two wrong out of two.
Yeah, because he goes Castro at catcher. And I feel like that's how you have to flip this, right? You got to put Biggio catcher and then Altuve second, right?
Okay, so here's where it gets dicey, and I'll back him up a little bit. Biggio would be my all-time Astros catcher, but by the year 2000, he never played catcher.
That's true. So, fair. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, Biggio is off the list in order to get
at catcher.
Because Altuve, just the entire, you have the whole of his career.
In this
2025. And you've been on record as mm-hmm. Altuve is
the greatest player ever.
Yeah.
But, he's second base. Bagwell's first base. So wrong and wrong. How about third base?
Bregman.
Bingo.
Yeah, I was like, we're not going to find any love. Yeah. I was like, we can't keep whooping Chandler Rome verbally on
here. Catcher was Castro.
He puts Jose Altuve in left field here, though.
For the love of God.
I think he's just trying to find ways to get
more.
Yeah. He is doing what the Astros are currently doing right now, which is how do I get Jose Altuve's bat in the lineup?
See, that's the part that's throwing me off right there, mm-hmm. man. Like, I mean, are we basing his career off of left field mm-hmm. or just putting him in the lineup somewhere?
Apparently, he's just doing whatever he feels like is right.
Yeah, because I thought the player would go against. Are we like ranking the player where they play, like the position?
I think what he's trying to do is he's like, hey,
if they play
these are
we
the greatest 25, and if I can get them on the field, I'm gonna get them on the field. These places, right? Like, does that seem fair?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said the Bliss has already lost all merit. How do you feel about this from the 832 that goes, you go Brad Ausmus over Castro?
See, I was thinking Brad Ausmus a little bit. I might agree with that. So he's actually wrong on three.
And yes, that then brings up, if you're sliding Bagwell at DH, they go Nor Yordan. And I feel like I would actually probably go there as well.
I would too.
Like, I'd go Nor Yordan.
So he's wrong on four.
Oh, no, you'd go Yordan?
I'd go Yordan.
Yordan at DH?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that once you get further into the Yordan, I think I slide Yordan in. I actually think I'd agree with him
mm-hmm.
in having some combination of Bagwell and Berkman as your first base DH. It's dependent on how
who's left field.
Left field. Remember, he put in Jose. The right, remainder of the outfield has Springer in center, and then Kyle Tucker right.
All right, I'll go Springer and Kyle Tucker. I'll agree with left field is Richard Hidalgo, and it's not close.
Make the case, brother.
Richard Hidalgo was a badass in the field, had a rocket arm, and was, I'm looking at it right now, from 2000 to 2005 with the Astros, this is his OPS, 1.028,
811, 734, 957. Sheesh.
Are we doing? Chandler, I love you, man, but good Lord.
Yeah, I think over the entirety of the 8 years that he played in Houston, which actually the tough part about it is then we have to take this from, yeah.
It's Richard Hidalgo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably.
It's Richard Hidalgo. So he got six wrong?
Somebody said Caminiti at third.
Well, that's not since 2000. That was late night. He went to San Diego.
Man, you would think that I have the
follow
timeline
the rules, man.
This.
Follow the rules.
All right, so you're tearing this apart. All right, so but that's where he has all time.
Now, and then, favorite.
Oh, I didn't even get to that. That was just like I forgot to get to pitchers. I'll run through those real quick. Who you have? Actually, can you guess?
Verlander.
Yeah.
No.
Is it five? Verlander.
Clemens.
Verlander. Oswalt. Cole. Keuchel. Clemens. He does have a full starting rotation. All that feels fair. And then closing, he has Presley.
I would have to go Presley.
Okay, very good.
I would have to go Presley.
All right, so your favorites.
I got a lineup.
You want to give me a whole lineup?
I'm going to give you a whole lineup real quick.
Okay.
Pitcher, catcher, first, second, the whole nine yards. Pitcher, Jose Lima.
Jose Lima is on mine.
Catcher, Tony Eusebio.
Okay.
So much fun.
Yeah, that's...
So much fun. First base is actually also the greatest first baseman ever. Sorry, Chandler. Jeff Bagwell. Jeff Bagwell, you know, for sure. Second base, and I'm going all the way back, not since 2000. Joe Morgan.
Okay.
Ooh.
He was just so much fun.
Okay.
He was so much fun. Third base, same thing. Alex Bregman, also the best.
Fair.
Shortstop, Carlos Correa. Personality, the whole nine yards.
I like where you're going here.
Left field, would anybody disagree with Michael?
No, I don't
Michael
think so.
Brantley?
I don't think so. Like, that's the one. I feel like
I was
kind of so
waiting
fun.
On this name to pop up.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Center field, Jimmy Winn.
Okay.
Jimmy Winn.
Why you go Winn?
Toy Cannon. 5'9", hit some of the longest home runs in ever. And
diminutive athletes always get a leg up in favorites.
But that means favorite, right?
Yeah.
Right field, not even close. Derek Bell, 100%. And designated hitter Evan Gattis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think one of those for sure. Jose Lima just off for the Casa LA commercials alone.
Like, yes.
That's all I needed. Because like that... That is stuck in my head to this day. There's some times where on a Saturday I'll just be sitting around and that because all late, just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But
and
then
my favorite
also
quote: "You hang it, they bang it."
Hell yeah. And then the one that came up here also on the text line, somebody said, "Don't forget the hoes, LJ." That is LJ hoes, absolutely. Because I remember there was a time where I'm already in the DFW at this point, and the Astros are in town, and me and some of my homeboys at college who are also Astros fans. At that point, the ballpark in Arlington, are in outfield. I think we were out there in left field. And we started, "We want hoes" chant in order to get LJ Hoes to acknowledge us and also to annoy the Rangers fans around us.
Yeah.
And that will forever mean something to me. Just that number zero hoes jersey for sure. Someone said Moises Alou in left field is their favorite. Biggio. Someone else mentioned, let me see some of the other ones, because obviously the usuals are popping up a whole bunch. Denny Walling comes in here.
Denny Walling was a fun guy. That's a way back machine.
Yeah. Somebody said, "How can he not have Nolan?" This was since 2000 is what we were talking about.
The favorite goes back all the way. As far as you want, but the best since 2000. Somebody said, "WTH, just put Altuve at pitcher if you're going to put him in left field."
All right, there you go. Some of our favorites, Astros of all time, as well as the all quarter century team for the Astros. That Lopez, what is your ultimate grade that you give this
For him?
Yes,
F-.
Okay, very good. Coming up next, we'll go, I guess, technically around the NFL, but really we should be hearing from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator of your Houston Texans. We'll do that on Sports Radio 610.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.